You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take my body home, let me out at night. Like I wasn't awful, and our lives were crossed. Look at what's to come, never let me on. Never gave you access, better at the door.
That is Yumi Zuma with an alternate version of Bruise that came out on the We Love Whammy Wine Cellar compilation released last year in support of those excellent venues on Karangahape Road. And we've got Christy on the line. Oh, hello. Hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Sorry, dropped out for a minute there.
That's all right. I heard a very spacey echo of myself, which sent me into an existential spiral for about 10 seconds there. But it's very nice to hear your voice, Christy. How are you going?
Oh, I'm not too bad, actually, yeah. All things considered, you know, I'm feeling fairly chipper today, so...
Whereabouts in the world... I'm good. Whereabouts in the world are you at the moment, Christy?
I am in Christchurch, so I'm back in my hometown.
Nice. Rock and roll?
Yep, rock and roll hometown. Yeah, I moved back here just recently, actually, like just as we came into lockdown, actually.
Nice, good timing.
Timed it really well. Yeah.
You, the reason I ask is because you guys have been, as a band, spread across the world in recent times, particularly over the weirdness of 2020. And in that time, you still managed to release not one but two excellent albums, Truth or Consequences, and then a series of very beautiful, very interesting alternate versions of those tracks. How was that time for you guys? Because it must have been a really interesting challenge as a band.
Well, first of all, thank you. Very kind words. It was, I mean, it was an interesting time for any band, right? But for us, it was a bit of an unusual challenge because we thought we would be, you know, the band that can handle that kind of thing, given that we had always kind of been separated. But it did actually prove a bit of a challenge. I think something we really took for granted is that the crucial part of our musical process, I guess, is the part where we actually are just together and we hang out as mates.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to do that as we normally would, you know, by being on tour or even by like having a dedicated trip to kind of hang out and finish some stuff off. So it was actually a way bigger challenge than I think we anticipated. And just being separated. Weirdly, I moved to London because I was like, oh, well, at least I'll be near one of my bandmates. Charlie, my bandmate, lives in London. And I hardly saw him in the first, you know, sort of year. Probably saw him maybe twice. So, because, you know, you weren't meant to be going to see people. And, it was one of those things that we thought, you know, I only moved to London at the start of the pandemic, actually. And then by virtue of that, you know, didn't really get to do any of those London things or even those, you know, Northern Hemisphere tour plans that we kind of had.
It's such a bugger. I feel like a lot of people have had their various experiences of that. It must be such a particular thing, though, when you're also trying to release music at the same time. As you say, it's something that you're kind of quite adept at as a band, is working across continents. You've got members in London and New York, is that right? And you kind of are scattered. So that is a challenge you have always kind of had to overcome. But how did you manage to make these two records in that time? Because they don't suffer from that distance, at least to a listener's perspective.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. That's, you know, that's comforting. I think, I mean, Truth or Consequences, we actually had finished a long time before any of this began. It was finished probably in 2019, I think. And it did come out right smack in when the pandemic really kicked off. And so because of that, that's when we decided to do the alternate versions. We were like, we don't want to just sort of sit around and, you know, do nothing. Like, we feel like we need to have some sort of project to work on musically together, because otherwise we might lose that, you know, really strong connection that we had managed to maintain despite being separated for quite a while. And so we kind of just put our minds to that. Also, because it felt way too soon to move on from that album. We weren't ready to be like, oh, the album's done. And, you know, it kind of hit at a really bad point. And that was kind of a loss that we had to mourn a little bit. But we were like, we can't write new music yet. So what can we do? Let's somehow celebrate this album by writing new music that is still somehow relevant to this album, which is, that's what we did. So
it was a very good stand-in for not being able to tour or do all the usual stuff that would be a way to celebrate a new release. It sort of worked well despite everything. It's been a strange year for, I guess, flexibility and versatility in music making. People have had to get quite creative with how they do celebrate what they are working on. But it's exciting. We're actually talking to you today about a brand new single that you guys have just put out called Give It Hell, which is, I think, a fantastic name for a track and a nice like sentiment behind it as well. Christy, tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, kind of as you have touched on there, it is, you know, it is that sentiment that we felt was a little bit apt for the time that we're living in. Like, this song was probably started a really long time ago as well, like pre-pandemic. But weirdly, the lyrics that we had written for it now feel more relevant than ever, which seems to happen to us quite a lot with our lyrics and with our songwriting. It's sort of when we write it, it just kind of comes out of the consciousness, and, you know, maybe there's not some definite meaning at the time, but it seems it's a little bit eerie lately how relevant some of the past lyrics we had kind of worked on together have now come, not to haunt us, I guess, but like, we're in this moment we're in now, this song felt like we've worked on a bunch of new music, but this song felt like the one we really wanted to get out there, because it felt like it summed up that really complex sense of like this urgency and like this motivational, like, let's go and give it hell and like not give up, and let's, you know, we're feeling a bit defeated, let's not be defeated. But then also there's kind of this underpinning of like a little bit of tension and like things are not going well, and we really do be trying. And I don't know, I guess that's kind of what the song is about. It kind of has that feeling of like, I don't know, I always say this now, but like this sort of sums it up for me, it's like that feeling when everything feels like extremely overwhelming, which it has been, especially lately in New Zealand, like the timing of that has been kind of insane as well, and you just sort of feel a little bit overwhelmed, and you sort of feel like you need to dramatically run down the street to the song, you know, to like let out those feelings. Like you know, you're the main character.
Oh yeah.
You're in the movie, you're the main character. That's sort of the vibe we were going for.
Big time.
This one, so yeah.
I think everyone needs a bit of that, especially in a pandemic. Yeah. You know, you've got to have your main character moment, big time.
You've got to, exactly. Because you're just sitting at home, like in your track pants, and you're kind of like, oh, God. Who have I become? You're like, I've got to just get out there and, you know, get some main character energy going.
Exactly.
So,
on those silly little walks. Christy, I want to get a little bit more of an understanding of the process of how a Yumi Zuma song comes about with you all spread across the world. Who writes the lyrics? How does the track start? Does it start with like a bass line or a guitar part? Or how does it get built all together?
It does actually vary a little bit. I feel like we used to have a very like structured, or like, you know, there was a way that we did it every time. I feel like now there is sort of still some loose things, like it always starts from sort of like an instrumental track that Charlie or Josh has worked on. Maybe they've worked on that instrumental track together, then we usually get together, or like they will get in touch with me and be like, can you come up with some melody ideas? Like, if I'm not there in the room, then they'll be like, can you come up with some melody ideas? And I've, you know, done that before, and like just recorded them into my voice notes on my phone.
Nice.
Before I sort of had grasped basic recording technology. But it sort of starts with that, and then usually we do get together at some point to actually finesse lyrics. We do that pretty collaboratively, which I feel like can be, it's like a blessing and a curse, the collaborative lyric thing. I do think it means we're always pushing one another to write things that sound better.
That's
as opposed
cool.
to it
yeah,
just
yeah.
being like, it's about this one thing that I really want to talk about. But then I also feel like we are moving maybe towards more of a, this is the thing we want to talk about in this song, and we want that to have a definite and like a meaning that you can, is like a palpable meaning when you're listening to the song. So and then it kind of just goes from there. We kind of get the vocals, like we get like a scratch vocal done, and I'll do that, then we track the real vocals and we're like, okay, here it is. Then Charlie and Josh will play with it a little more, they'll do like the production, they might even change it, like some songs go from like sounding completely different to sounding how they do now. Sometimes we end up with, you know, all kinds of really different versions in the vault of songs, which is kind of fun, but can also be stressful if you were like, oh, I loved this version and now it's completely gone the other way. But, you know, that's kind of just part of the,
that's collaboration.
I guess that is the fun of it. Yeah, and the fun of not being together in the room when that happens as well. Like, you could wake up to a new version of something and be like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
That's
awesome.
And that
is one of the coolest things about, you know, what we do and being separated, because when you're there in the room and it's real time, it's like never quite as exciting, I suppose.
You feel it as it happens. You don't get this like big reveal sort of surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's none of that surprise element, and maybe you don't know it's even coming, and you just wake up and you're like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Yeah,
it's awesome. So is Give It Hell the start of some new music making for you, or is it a standalone? What's it leading towards?
might leave that a little bit of a mystery.
Ooh,
at the moment.
Okay, we'll keep our ears and our eyes out for some more info around that one, maybe in the future. Then,
yeah,
Christy.
Yeah, I think for now, I will just say there is more coming, but I will not say when.
Excellent. keep some secrets. You got to have some secrets. Eh?
Yeah.
Christy, it's been really lovely to chat to you this morning. I think we should listen to the track now. Thanks for speaking with us. And,
thanks for having me.
Hopefully we'll get to see you in the studio at some point in the not too distant future when it's all a little bit less COVID-y around.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Hey, cheers, Christy. This is Give It Hell by Yumi Zuma.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.